Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
A recent blog that you wrote was on a fellow named J. Riley Green of Wolf City.
Yes.
And he was known as the Good Roads Man.
He was. He was somewhat of a hero in the late 1890s, early 1900s here in Hunt County.
One thing we take totally for granted now are paved roads. But imagine living without paved roads. Not even gravel roads.
No.
Yeah.
They were mud roads.
Sure.
And there's, I remember Jim Conrad used to tell the story. He had interviewed a man at Campbell. And he had a car. Early, this is like 1907, 1908, whatever. And he started to town around Campbell, and it took a team of mules to pull him out of it.
Well, and the story about J. Riley Green is similar because he got stuck between Greenville and Wolf City, and that
yes.
was enough to give him the impetus to start on a crusade.
Right. And he was at one time county clerk. He was a very outgoing man, and he wanted to better the community, not only Wolf City, but all of Hunt County.
Now, this is pre-1920?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. He formed the Good Roads, and he was also interested in the Jefferson Road, which is not the Jefferson Road coming from Jefferson, Texas. It came out of Winnipeg, Canada, down to New Orleans,
yeah.
and he and a couple of other men managed to convince the federal government not to go through Arkansas, but to come in at Denison and wander around and go down through Marshall and over into Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk more about that, the Jefferson Highway here. But he was a member of what was then the Hunt County Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
And then they formed, as you said, a Hunt County Road Board.
Yes.
And then several fellas were instrumental in actually building roads within the county.
Yes, and they built, I think it was 7 roads. They were slabs. They were concrete slabs. They started in Greenville, and they went out about 5 miles
mm-hmm.
in all sorts of directions. Now, it was one lane. And theoretically, if you had a car, you could go down the slab and going into town. But if you were coming out of town on it, you had to give the right-of-way to the person going into town because the merchants had paid for part of that. And there's still one in existence. You know where Wellington Street is in Greenville?
Uh-huh.
Right there by the hospital?
Yeah.
It goes beside on the west side of the hospital. If you go down that a little ways, there's part of the old Dallas Road.
Well, I was going to say I don't know if that's specifically the one, but on that west side of Greenville, that was where I was thinking that I'll bet you some of those
yes.
streets there or highways may go back that far. Interesting. So they built their own roads and give them all the credit in the world for that. We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. But as you say, then he became quite a player and was instrumental in having to do with the construction of what was called the Jefferson Highway, which went all the way down from north to south across the U.S.
Yes.
from Canada to New Orleans, and was instrumental in getting that to come through Texas and Greenville, Wolf City.
Yes.
I wonder if Denison to Greenville suggests then probably part of Highway 69.
Yes. And of course it went on from here to Sulphur Springs, and then it goes down to
Marshall.
Uh-huh.
And into Louisiana.
Yeah. And it was the beginning of a lot of good roads. It took them 5 years at least to work out that route of that road coming through Texas.
Mm-hmm. He, I'm sure, had something to do with this, but there was a free campground and accommodations
yes.
in Wolf City that were
yes.
offered for travelers.
And see, cities through. Would do that. They would. They wanted that traffic. They wanted tourism.
Sure. And so Wolf City has an interesting history, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. I'm finding more and more unique things about Wolf City.
Yeah. So I guess there's not much left of the Jefferson Highway now. Now, we have talked about the Bankhead Highway before,
yes,
which ran east-west.
Right, and it ran through Greenville.
Also, yeah.
Except that in 1920, when the Army was going to take part of their trucks and military stuff to San Diego, they came. It rained, that rainiest summer ever.
Yeah, I read that you wrote.
And they had to, at Texarkana, they had to go north on that ridge that goes from, you know, Clarksville, mm-hmm. Paris, mm-hmm. down to Bottom, and then come down to Dallas that way. And so Greenville and Sulphur Springs and Mount Pleasant and Mount Vernon missed it. But they did, they were part of the Bankhead Highway.
The Bankhead Highway, but they missed the big event of the Army making this procession across the U.S. from east to west, and this was a big a major motivation in building that highway, so you could move the Army if you needed to. But J. Riley Greene was not involved in the Bankhead Highway.
I don't think he was. Think he was staying with the Jefferson.
Yeah, which was north-south. All right. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Carol Taylor, Chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.